Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Exit Interviews. This week we've only got one for you, and it is with Odette. So apologies this didn't come out earlier in the week. I have had a death in the family, which has kind of prevented me from following the regular timeline. But Phoebe was great. She kind of came in last night, and we record a really great chat about this week's episode. So please check that out. Phoebe was great as always. It's really good to have her back on the podcast. And luckily, Odette was able to reschedule and give up her Friday night to chat with me for a little bit about her time on the show. Odette is someone who hasn't watched a lot of Survivor, but she definitely, happy to answer a few questions. So, you know, not a ton of strategy, but there's some really nice little gems about who Odette is and where she comes from and what kind of makes her tick. So I hope you enjoy what Odette has to say. All right, everyone. We are very lucky to have Odette on the line. It's been a big week for her, and she's made some time for us really late on a Friday night. So massive thank you to Odette. Odette, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling? It's been a big week for you. You've been doing a lot of press. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, it's been massive. Everybody wants to know why I got booted out. And so I've answered that question about 1,000 times in many different ways. But, yeah, I think, it's the nature of the beast, and it's the game. You're either going to get eliminated or you're going to win, sole survivor. And I think they were smart enough to get me out now, because I would have, Ziggy is a very strong player, but I'm up there physically, especially with the girls. I would have fought a lot harder after that point, because there's no way off that island once you do make the merge. And so you really got to, dig deep and basically go hard after that point.
So, yeah, you definitely were a intimidating presence in terms of the challenges. How did you get so fit, Odette? Like, I look at you and I'm just like, wow, I really need to go to the gym.
Oh, yeah. It's been basically my fitness is a way of, I ended up getting depression when I was kind of at my lowest point. I'd lost my mother. I'd had my son early. I had a marriage breakdown in my early 20s. And then I started to, go back to running and fitness, which was something I loved when I was a kid. And that basically helped me to get back on the right path and gave me the momentum to give me, more self-confidence. And basically, I've always used fitness to just keep everything in check. And then because I've loved it so much, it's become the dominant kind of focus in my life. So, my degree is in health science and podiatric medicine. And then I work as a personal trainer, and I do sprinting like I did in the professional track league. So everything has revolved around running and health and fitness, because it got me basically back on my feet, and I love it, and I want to be able to share that with other people. So I kind of have to practice what I preach. Yeah. So that's where it came from.
Well, I reckon a few people will be signing up for your PT services after this.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I've got a lot of spots available since I've been back from Survivor.
Okay, good. Well, people can check you out.
Yeah.
What was your motivation for being on the show? So you hadn't seen much Survivor, is that right, before you went out there?
Yeah, well, not in the last few years. Yeah. I haven't really watched a lot of it. I mean, I was a massive fan the first, the first series and a few series after that. But then life really got in the way, and then I became pretty much engrossed in my studies and taking care of my son, and I didn't really watch TV at all for the last few years. So really my motivation was, I mean, I always thought it was the ultimate, when I did watch it, I would be like, this is the ultimate show. I'm going to be on that show one day, for me, it's going and surviving out in the wild. That's the portion of the show that intrigues me. Like, if you're able to go and survive out there, and the challenges, they look amazing. Like, that would be, such a great thing to do. And then, so for me, basically, I won this Under Armour Run Camp, which was this race in Death Valley, which is in the USA, and it's the hottest, driest environment basically almost in the world. And they picked a couple of people from each country, and I was one of two Australians that got picked to do this kind of marathon event. And I'd only been a sprinter for so long, and now this is, you know, I had 3 weeks to train for this crazy event. And I ended up doing it, and I was on this massive high from it. And I came back, and I'm like, what next? And people were like, oh, they're casting for Survivor. You should go on That's For You. You know, that show's all you. And I'm like, yeah, it is. And I'm going to get on that show, and I'm going to win the damn thing. And, you know, life's just great. You know, it's really changed. And that was, you know, I just thought, yeah, for myself, where I come from, like, looking, you know, to be able to provide for my son, like, all of it just seemed like, you know, it was just perfect timing, and I was going to win this. And I really went into my casting and feeling as though, you know, all of the stars had aligned for me to go on this show.
So clearly you've got the physical side down. One of the other things about the game is this strategy side. And look, you had a strategy that won someone the game last year. So tell us a little bit about your view on how, like, and how you played your strategy, which was to kind of, you know, go be the majority, be in that swing position.
Yeah, well, I also, when I applied for the show, it's like, I think they want a lot of people to be a character, or people feel as though they need to be a character to win a spot in the show. And I did a lot of research on YouTube, as any smart person does.
Yeah.
And I found they just said, you know, you really need to be yourself. The casting directors for the American ones are just, be yourself. That's what we're going to cast it on. So, and for me, all I can be is myself for 55 days. I can't be a character for that time. So I, you know, as a health professional and a mother, I wanted to play an honest game. And that's what I said to them. I want to play the honest and moral game, because that's who I want to be in life. And that's what I want my son to see. And that's what I want my clients to see. So they cast me as the person that I intend to be, not, sure, oh, well, I've got the freedom to go and backstab everybody.
Yep.
So as a moral person, if people come up to you, so people come up to me, Island, and go, oh, are you voting for me? And I'll be like, look, I can't lie to you. I am voting for you, you know, because I'm like, I'm not going to lie. So I was like, no, I had to stay away from a lot of people and just pretend I wasn't talking to people so I could avoid having to lie to people.
Yeah.
And just, I was really trying to play that was the character and the person I was trying to play. I did form alliances, though, and I did, you know, I was with Jackie, Kent, Henry. I was in that alliance until it all broke down when he left. You know, they weren't forthright with everything. And then I was kind of in still alliances with Jericho and Luke. So I did have stuff going on, but I did stay away and I stayed out of a lot of things. So I just think, like, every time we voted, I was like, you guys go and get all the nonsense out of you, go and change your mind 1,000 times and then come back to me and tell me who it is.
Okay.
And that was basically how it went down a lot of the time.
So did you, that night where you went home, were you surprised? Why do you think that Luke and Jericho, who you had an alliance with, why do you think they decided to keep Sarah over you?
Well, I think because of all of that, the craziness that happened in the
previous
mutiny.
Yeah.
So if it wasn't, it was pretty much I can guarantee, to my best knowledge, it was pretty much going to be Sarah that night.
Okay.
If we were able to vote. And that would have changed everything. But we weren't able to vote. And, you know, Pete jumped ship. And then, you know, and then we just had this, you know, they had that big argument, and then everybody came together. We got back together. We really expressed how happy we were to get to that point in the game. We knew merge was either going to be happening the next day, and everybody was just, you know, they got back in good, you know, in good thoughts with each other. They, you know, Sarah, you know, came clean about all of the dodgy stuff she was doing and said, look, I'm going to be in it for myself at this point in time.
Yep.
And I was like, at least everybody's being honest. And I probably was just like, yeah, this is my death game now. Everyone's being honest. So then I think we lost the challenge. We got back after the challenge, and I think that last, like, we had half an hour probably before we went to tribal, and I was like, guys, I just don't want to talk about it.
Sure.
I know who I'm voting for. and it's staying the same as yesterday. And I probably, if I could go back, that would have changed. I would have talked to everybody, and I probably maybe would have been Sarah. But because I wasn't as adamant as what I probably should have been, they all talked, and that's the game. So if anybody plays next time, just, every single time before you go to tribal, you've just got to play. Play hard, but not too hard that you're annoying, and not too hard that you're a threat. You're just going to find that happy medium. So, and it was down to small numbers, people just get desperate. So like, there's loads of factors. I would have been a threat against most of them. Like Jericho was probably the only one that's on par with me, I think. So why not me, why not Odette?
That's right.
There's a lot of good reasons.
A couple of quick questions. I know we have to go soon, but just a real couple of quick questions. When the mutiny came on, did you ever have any intention of mutinying yourself?
No, so I was waiting for Sarah, and I just automatically turned to Pete and thought, that's boy better get the fuck up, you know, go over. Because then I'm looking at him and I was like, sit down, yeah. or I'm going to go. I'm like, why?
Sure.
So it was more, I was engrossed in that moment instead of thinking about myself.
Going back to the AK vote where AK was sent home, did you at all think maybe I should have gone with that, or was that still something that you stand by?
No, I also would have, I also could have been very happy with flipping the game and taking somebody out as well, like just going, hey, AK, let's, you know, you don't have anybody, people know that I'm a swing vote, let's just turn this. Like I could have done that, and I did cross my mind. I thought about it for a while, and then I just thought, you know what, I'm gonna take these guys.
Cool. Last question is, you know, last year, you know, I got the chance to play with Christy, and Christy ended up going on to win, and she was that kind of pivotal vote, and in those early votes of the merge, and she ended up going on to win the game. I said on the podcast that it was that Christy Bennett got you voted out. Do you feel that, like, that the looming, like, was that discussed out there, and do you feel that the looming specter of what happened last year kind of did kind of ultimately lead to your demise?
Look, I heard the day that I was leaving, the guys are like, yeah, I did the swing vote, she's just gonna come through at the end and beat us all. And, you know, I think for them, because they are real super fans, they know everything and they know all the plays, of course they predict different plays for other people all the time, so of course it's probably going through their head that at that point, you know, what is Odette going to do? And that's why I was a bit too volatile, like, for them. They couldn't
So were you conscious of all of that really for yourself? Like, did you consciously go out there and go, hey, I'm going to give the Christy Bennett game a go? Or did you not really see too much of Christy's game? Or
no, I didn't really see it, because I was overseas when I was training for that event. And the series was on, and I got back. Yeah. And so I was just trying to catch up a little bit before I got on the island. And my, you know, I was looking at Sandra's game, because she was the two-time winner.
Yeah.
And she, her gameplay was always vote with the majority. And I'm like, well, if she won the game twice, like, why wouldn't you?
Sure.
Like, use a little bit of that.
Oh, Dad, do you know who you should have played? Like, that Nick guy from season one, you know? He was really...
Oh, yeah. And he's really fit too.
Oh, God. Well, Adair, thank you so much. Sorry we had to reschedule. And the fans really appreciate you popping by and giving your insight. So thank you so much. And where can people find you if they want to get in touch with you, or just follow you on social media?
Yeah, just follow me on Odette Blacklock, which is my Instagram, or you can find my website, which is odetteblacklock.com. And there's loads of stuff about me on there. And
awesome.
All my podiatry and personal training and run groups. So,
great. Well, Odette, thank you so much, and take care. We'll speak to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was Odette, and I hope you enjoyed that. This week coming up, we have a great guest for you. The incomparable Mike Bloom will be back to talk everything Australian Survivor week 8. They'll be back to 3 episodes a week. 3 episodes coming up this week, so looking forward to that. And yeah, there'll be 3 exit interviews, and they will be happening across the course of next week, both on the Tuesday and the Thursday. So stay tuned for those as well. I'll be recording later in the week. Both shows will be uploaded, later in the week because of the extra night. So stay tuned for those, and I hope you enjoy a big merge week of Survivor. I'm really excited to see what happens. So take care, everyone, and I will see you next week.